Hey guys, welcome back to FM Podcast. This is your host, Feeding Finos, with your co-host, Faruqi. What's up, Faruqi?
Hey, yo, Feeding, what's good?
I'm doing great. Dude, we got a very, very special...
Guys, can you believe guess it? Who it is?
Guess who it is? Please welcome Triple F Qatar or Anas Abdulkoma. Hey, hi, welcome.
Guys. Hey, hi, guys. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show.
We are honored to have you on
the show. No problem. It's all a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming to the show. Okay, so you are a digital content creator, right?
That is correct.
And how do you explain such a job like that? Like, is it like, isn't it kind of like a, what is it called, a new gen type of thing? Like, do you work full time as this, or how is it?
I think so. It's a thing I do on the side. So I actually own a veterinary clinic. Wow. But for a day job, for the past 10 years, I was working as a digital manager for major companies in Qatar, such as Vodafone Qatar, Qatar wow, Post, okay, and Mall of Qatar more recently. And when I left my job a year ago, I thought if I was creating content for corporates, I could build my own brand. If I've done that for big companies, I can do it for my personal account. And that's how my journey started.
Wow, that's great. That's awesome. Okay, in that case, let me just introduce listeners to you a bit. You have about 20+ K followers on Instagram. So like really famous on Instagram. And pretty much everyone in my school knows you and is a huge fan of you. And you're really famous for all these, what is it called, going to restaurants and doing blog type of stuff, right?
Correct.
So my first question to you is, if you were to plan a whole day for a tourist who came to Qatar for the first time, what would it be?
So you arrive at HIA. I would put them in a hotel which is at a proximity of a beach. Mm-hmm. Am I allowed to mention brands?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sure. So no, I would place them in Intercon, St. Regis, or Four Seasons because they have a beach. Nice. Once they check in and they rest a little bit, of course, what's important for them to see, you've got Souq Waqif, you've got the museums is a must. So either the Islamic Museum or the National Museum. Then they've got to see the desert. They've got to see the inland sea. Yeah. How much time does a tourist have in Doha?
As much as you want. Like let's say for you, what do you say?
Let's give him
3 days minimum. Three days minimum.
Okay, 3 days minimum.
3 days minimum. So yeah, the desert is a must. And then I don't want to focus only on the high end. There's a lot of nice restaurants and hotels, like in the W or Nobu, or we have really amazing restaurants in Qatar. But as well, I want them to get some of the local flavor. So maybe Souq Waqif al-Wakra. You've got now things like hot air balloon or helicopter ride. You've got gear captors even. So yeah, there's plenty to do. Even a boat, definitely put a Dhow cruise in their itinerary.
Yes.
This is what I'd like a tourist to do in Doha. Even a visit to one of the stadiums since the World Cup is happening. That's a big attraction too.
That's a big attraction, yeah. You're right.
That's pretty cool. You know how you visit like many restaurants, is it because they call you or is it on your own experience? Like, do you go there by yourself or do they call you to come and check them out?
It's a mix. So some are obviously invitations, but even if there's no invitations, I need to go. I go out and eat a lot. So I go on my own expense because as well, people follow me there's some sort of expectation that I would be producing content for people. That's right, why they follow me, to learn something new, to find out about a new place. So it's really a mix of invitations and me going on my own to film content or just to have a meal.
Oh, great.
And like, you know how you like create videos about food so people can see and like to know how where to go in Qatar. Like, when you go to a restaurant, what are the biggest factors over there like you judge them by?
Oh yeah.
For me, first is service. So how they welcome you, if they're being respectful. That's very, very, that's number one. How people are treating you. The second would be, I think, the ambience, the decor, the lighting, how the place makes you feel. And then, yes, the food is really important, regardless.
Yes.
Cheap or cheap or expensive, you know, food. The food is really important.
Correct, correct.
Do you think the presentation plays a big part in food? Like,
you know, the presentation? Yes, but not always. So, I love street food. Street food doesn't necessarily look the best, but definitely tastes amazing.
Okay. Okay. In that case, I think the next topic will be teenagers. It's like, from what I've seen so far, a lot of my friends, teenage ages, they really like your content a lot, and they like the places that you recommend. So I was like, what is the best place that you recommend to teenagers and their friends to hang out on the weekend, just to chill, just food or anything, just like place to chill out?
This is, again, very, very personal and their own interests or, you know, it's some people are into food, some people are into workout, some people just want to travel. But, for example, a new place for people to check out would be the Doha Quest, the new amusement park at Doha Oasis. That's a pretty cool place to hang out because it offers a place to, you know, enjoy with the rides, and they have different restaurants if people want to dine in and sit. Definitely recommend Doha Quest.
Like just now, as Fardeen just mentioned, teenagers. So like nowadays, I've seen many teenagers, like my friends, like create their own Instagram page, like posting about food, like going out, like photography, basically. But they all tend to give up quickly. Like, can you like tell the like listeners or viewers, whoever are listening, like why you shouldn't give up?
Because
how you work with it.
Well, I always say for social media, you need two things. You need to be creative and you need to be consistent. If you give up, it means you weren't really passionate about what you actually do in the first place.
Because nowadays I see people, if they don't get the views, they're like, oh my God, I'm not getting the views from the start. So they're like, leave it. I'm not going to go anywhere with this. And they just leave it and start another thing and then leave that, start another thing and leave that. That's why.
Again, consistency, consistency, consistency. If you're good at what you do, you'll get noticed eventually. I mean, in the beginning, for the first 6 months, I was spending X thousand rial each month from my own pocket on advertising. Nobody paid me, no one sponsored me. But you know, if you believe in something, if it's like a business, you've got to invest.
Right, right.
And one advice or one thing that people should think about is why they're doing that. What's your mission? Why are you creating content? Do you want to make money? Do you want to teach some? Do you want to teach people something new? Is it like what is it? It's really important from the start to understand what's your mission and vision for the channel, and stick to it. I usually recommend not to have money in your vision or mission. I mean, money is good. Money is good motivation. But if you only care about money, it doesn't really work well from the start. If you have something that people can relate to, and you're adding value to people, eventually money will come.
Right. That's great advice.
Okay, I have another question. Like, your name on Instagram basically is Triple F Guitar. The Triple F is based on the three things. It is fit, food, fly. Like, how did you come up with that?
It started as a joke a year ago with my ex manager. She said, "Anas, all you post about is food, gym, and traveling." So I thought I needed a catchy name. Channel from my name to Triple F Qatar. Oh. Sorry, as a joke, like, honestly. I didn't know I'll have this success. I mean,
personally, it sounds very, like, I mean, like, interesting type, you know? Like, it didn't sound like a joke. It sounds pretty good.
It sounds pretty, like, constructive.
Another advice for those that wanna make it on social media. I'll ask you too. You see an advertisement from Anas Abu Qamar versus you see an advertisement from something called Triple F Qatar. Which one is gonna intrigue you more to check?
Definitely Triple F Qatar.
Anas Abu Qamar sounds just like a person. I'm not interested. Triple F Qatar. It causes you become curious of what it is. I have higher chances of you visiting my page because you think, is it an agency? Is it a restaurant? What is it exactly?
Yeah. You're right. That's true.
I've learned that from when I was managing Mall, the social media for Mall of Qatar. I mean, we were getting followers and views just because of our name, Mall of Qatar. Like, a part of the views that we used to get weekly was just because of our name. So definitely, anybody that tries to or is trying to become famous on social, regardless if they're in fitness or content creator or food blogging, it's all the name plays a huge part.
Farouk, we need to update our name.
It's not too bad.
Like, again, you need to think of it. My name sounds very Arab.
Right.
If I had like an English name or an American name or an Indian name as well, you need to think of how I would be perceived by different audiences.
Right.
You need to relate to as many people as you can. That's the point. Unless you're specifically targeting a certain demographic. Like, if you're looking only for Indians, for example, your name has to reflect that.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to go a bit off topic over here, and I'm going to go to this one funny moment that happened with this little kid with you, by the way. So, like, this little kid went to some mall, I don't remember this, but then he posted on his... Okay. Not quite sure.
Yeah, I know. When he confused me with Marcelo.
Oh, yeah. There you go. He was actually one of them. I was like, he told me he met Marcelo. I was like, what? No ways. And then I checked. He shows me a video. I'm like, this is not Marcelo. Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
But, you'd be surprised of how often it happens. Or at least of how many times a week I get called Marcelo, Mo Salah, David Luiz, or
God.
Any curly football player. I was in Russia in 2018 for the World Cup, and leaving, I attended the Belgium versus England match for the third place, and leaving the stadium, I kid you not, I have taken at least 40 selfies with random people just because I was wearing the Brazil shirt. It happens.
Wow. Okay, what's your favorite football team, actually? We are just a bit off topic right now, so let me just...
I'd say, obviously, Real Madrid fan.
Real Madrid fan, I see. Ferdinand over here is not a big football fan, so he won't understand if we talk about football. I'm a big football fan.
Okay. I'm not really into football, I don't know why.
You have your own interests, obviously.
So. Obviously. Okay, so simple question. I'll just ask you a spree of simple questions. First, iPhone or Samsung?
iPhone or Samsung?
Yes. It's gonna be hard.
We're talking specifically mobile.
Yes, specifically mobile.
iPhone.
Okay. Why?
Just habit. I use the three. I actually have three phones. I have iPhone, I have Samsung, and I have Huawei.
Nice.
It's just all phones do the same thing. They all make phone calls. They all have apps. You know, for me,
it's all just phones you're comfortable are all, with, I guess.
Exactly. Whichever you're comfortable with the operating system.
Okay, next one is... Do you play, like, games or anything?
I am a PlayStation fan.
So next question was PlayStation or Xbox, so we got our answer.
No, PlayStation all the way.
All the way, exactly.
Xbox fans kind of rage.
Nah, who cares? It's garbage anyways.
Ooh, whoa. Okay, next will be your favorite car. Wait. The car you have right now. And okay, sorry for
I drive a BMW 4 Series.
Nice. BMW fan, huh?
Wow.
What's your favorite car?
If money didn't matter, it'll probably be matter. An Aston Martin or a G-Class Mercedes.
Okay, that's nice. That's quite nice.
Okay, the next one is... Okay, so this is based on personal choices, so this is to get to know you more, okay? So the next question is, what do you think is the best dessert place in Qatar, in your opinion?
Again, tough one, because I like to like, if you want cheesecake, I have one. If you want, like, chocolate cake, I have another one. So I when it comes to food, again, first, it's very personal. We all have different taste buds, depending on where we grew up and how we grew up. I need you to be more specific on what kind of dessert it is.
So let's go with cheesecakes, as you said. Okay.
Cheesecake, I like the one, I like the passion fruit cheesecake and Izu and the Mandarin Oriental and Mshereb.
Okay.
Passion fruit. All right, next question.
So in Qatar, there are like many trends with like cafes now, you know, like Starbucks, Kaldi. What do you, your experience, what do you think has the best experience, best like staff, best cafe, like in general, best food and everything for cafes? Like, you can go and relax there. What do you think is the best place to relax for?
Again, best is very best, subjective. Yeah. It's a dangerous world. I would say my own preference or my favorite cafes. I like the W Cafe. I like the coffee. Okay. I like the food overall. Because usually cafes, like, don't make the best food. They're good for coffee. Yeah. I do like Kaldi. I like Twisted Olive. Twisted Olive is Twisted Olive is great for both coffee and food. I like Lavazza. I like Lavazza the Game Mall.
Okay,
it's very, very good, very good coffee. Yeah, it's hard. There's plenty of good cafes in
Qatar. Yeah, exactly. And way too many cafes. Okay, next question for Dean, go on.
Next question. Okay, so again, I don't want to use the word best, but what is your personal favorite breakfast in Qatar? Where would you go for your go-to breakfast?
I've actually seen many people asking me breakfast because no one knows where to go for breakfast. Okay. Not best, can you suggest some places?
Sure. I want to break away from the high end because life is not only about 5-star hotels. And this has been something I really need to do on my channel, and it's been in plan, where I have a list of best or, you know, street food. Again, I'm always in high end restaurants, not always, but a lot of times I'm in high end restaurants. I wanna break that impression that I'm always eating at 5-star because it's not real life. We're not always in 5-star hotels. So I would say Beirut for breakfast. 1960, you know, the place opened in 1960s. It's been serving hummus since then. Beirut does quite solid breakfast. Yeah, let's stick with Beirut.
Guys, it's Beirut, guys. You guys know where to go now for breakfast. No, Triple F Guitar suggested it, so you guys know where to go.
Beirut.
No.
Okay, for next question. Okay, so... travel. So what do you do, like, you know, you like fly basically as from one of your three F's, so like fly now, obviously you have stopped because of the pandemic, or are you still planning like to go somewhere?
I haven't stopped because of the pandemic. I stopped because my passport has been expired for the past year, so yep, I'm stuck. Not by choice.
Oh, no.
The moment you'll see the fly part again.
Yeah.
I promise you, twice a week, twice a month.
What's your what's your favorite destination?
I like Bali a lot. I've been to Bali 3 times. I've been I love Istanbul a lot. Again, it's proper big city. You've got a mix of modern and cultural. You've got good food, good weather, good, like, I love Istanbul, I love Bali. For me, these two places are standard. I always, like, once a year, I try to go both.
Anywhere you're planning after your passport's done, like?
So, again, I'll do, I've traveled, like, only in 2019 alone, I've traveled 20 times.
Wow. Whoa.
So, that's okay. That's why I don't have an Aston Martin yet, because I spend all my money on traveling. But definitely, the moment I get my passport, you'll see Bali, you'll see Istanbul, you'll probably see Maldives, and we'll see from there afterward.
You heard it here first, guys.
You heard it here first. There you go. Okay.
Next will be a bit off topic, but this is just to get to know you a bit more. Sure. If you had to recommend a movie to everyone to watch, what would it be?
A movie. Interstellar.
Oh, Interstellar.
Zarif loves that movie. You commented on Zarif's post and he went crazy.
Well, yeah, Zarif is just one of our classmates, and once you commented on his post, he went crazy about it.
It was like he went to chicken. And like he posted, like, thank you for suggesting this maple sriracha. And then you commented, he was like, oh my god. And then you also followed one of our friends and he also went crazy.
Okay. I don't, like, one thing it's important to stay humble. It's important to stay human. Because in the end, I'm not a brand. I'm a human being. And on social, if you want to be successful, you need to build relationships with your followers. You need to respond to every single comment. You need to answer every single message.
Exactly, because basically, like, you know, when we, like, message you, DM you, we expect a reply because we thought, like, oh, let's give it a go. Maybe you might get lucky. But you actually replied and were so humble and so nice. We were like, wow. Because we usually, like, you know, everyone has, like, that mindset where, like, famous people don't, like, you know, don't reply.
Yeah, I completely get it.
So, like, we were pretty shocked.
I see how people react to me responding. For me, it's completely normal that I respond. I'm a human being, honestly. If I have the time, I will respond. I like to respond. I like to meet new people. I like to network. It's the most important business skill that you can have, networking. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. Next will be, like, a tip. So, these are just questions so that people who listen to this can improve by your tips. So the first question will be, what do you think is the thing that made you where you are right now? Is it determination? Is it the consistency? Is it your skill?
It's a combo. For social, there are certain personalities that work better for social. Like, I'm very extroverted. So some people are naturally better at social. And I think you know what I'm talking about. Some people are just natural at it. That was one. And then second, I was lucky to manage social media channels for big corporates. I've seen the big numbers in the back end of big accounts. I was handling an account with 140,000 people. So I can see the reach. I can see the engagement. I can see the impressions. I see how many amount of messages they're getting. So I managed an editorial for a mall. I can manage a channel for a person. So I was lucky. If you ask me if I have pulled this off 2 years ago, probably not. But once I managed the biggest mall in Qatar, I think it was managing a personal channel was easy or easier. And then again, finally, I keep repeating it. Consistency, creativity. You need to be memorable in social. You see thousands of images and videos every day on social. You need to stand out. I think after thousands, an average human would remember 15. The better you become at being more memorable, that's where you are successful.
That's a great tip. Okay. Now, everyone has the moment where they're like, oh my god, I'm famous, or like, wow, this is it, or like, wow, I reached it. Did you have that moment till now, or is it like, are you expecting it or something?
I think it happened once. The first time I noticed it was in December. when I was invited to JW Marriott on the helipad, and Hotels GM referred to me with my Instagram name, not with my real name. It sounds weird, guys. Like when somebody calls you with your username, not your real name. It was, I think that moment was quite interesting.
Okay.
I'm humble and I'm proud. I've worked with like Talabat, Starbucks, Qatar Airways, Turkish wow. Airlines, multiple cafes, Skip Cash, Loop. So in 1 year, I'm happy with what I've done. I've got all these brands in my portfolio, but I still believe there's still more. There's still more I can do.
Great.
Because every day you try, your only competition is yourself. Don't look at any other. You can look at other channels for inspiration, but never compare yourself to others. Your only competition is yourself. Every day you need to be better than yesterday.
Oh, that's great stuff. That's actually really good inspiration and tip.
Okay. Okay. So one question. Yeah. So basically, like for us, basically, how do you think? What do you think we should do to grow our, like, you know, podcast? You know, can you give us some tips for us?
Okay. Just disclaimer: I'm not the expert on podcasts. that's number one. But I would, for example, book your username in every channel. Just make sure you have the username on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, just in case one day you're famous and you don't want to buy the domain from someone. So book it everywhere, even a website. Have a presence somewhere. Have a website.
Okay.
Another advantage I have is that I come from corporate. I've done this. I've hired influencers for a living. I know what they do. So when you come from corporate, you're a bit more professional. Because you've done this with other people's money. So first of all, book your domain everywhere. Again, consistency. So you need to be posting, I don't know. You find the right... frequent, like how many times you should be posting a week, once a week, twice a week. You need to figure out what works for you best. And then creativity, you need to work or get interesting people on the channel, on board, do something different. You know, even bloggers, there's thousands of us or millions of us in the world. Same thing for podcasts. So for you need to do something different to be noticed. You'll get better at it every time you do it. You know, I was interviewed by this other guy, Rahul, and his mission or vision, he wanted to be the Indian Joe Rogan. That's why exactly what he told me. And he's doing well. I'm happy for him. He's, I like to help passionate people. I believe in giving people chances. So yeah, keep this again. Consistency. You'll hear this a lot from me. Consistency and creativity. You keep this is comes down to this.
Thank you so much for those. That's been amazing. Tip. Also, shout out to Indian Joe Rogan. Furk, any more questions?
No, I'm good. You can go on. You were asking something.
I was about to ask. At this point, Anas, you've already explained all the tips for all the people, so I don't think any of the questions are there. My last question was just any tips for upcoming social media influencers or anyone's trying to become like you, but then you just told every reason behind. So, like, it's amazing. Any other questions, Frick? No, nothing, right?
No, exactly. Okay.
So what do you think? Let's wrap it up, or?
I guess.
Okay. You're up to you guys. You want to ask? Yeah, you still have the chance to ask me a couple of questions.
Come on, Ferdin, ask him questions. A lot of people would love to know you, to be honest. So, Ferdin, go on. Ask more questions.
Ask more questions, Frick. I can't think of any other questions out of my head. But
you had something.
Pretty much covered almost.
Yeah, you had something.
You pretty much asked everything essential. So
there was something about the person I owe the most to, or What was it?
Oh yeah. What do you think? Like, what do you think made you up here? Like, was anyone else to help you up here? Like, who was in for your support and stuff?
Okay. And generally in life, I would say I owe a lot to my mother. My mother is my big supporter. She's always there for me. Family is really important, guys. I know I sound like a grandpa. I'm 34. I'm not young. So yeah, family is really important. I'd say my mother. And then I owe a lot to Talabat for believing in me, and they're the first contract I scored, actually.
Oh wow! Congrats.
So yeah, these two.
Okay, well,
so I guess family is a big part in where you are, I guess. So,
All right. You realize how important family is once that the moment you start worrying about your parents, that's the moment when you're mature, when you realize that not everything is, not everything lasts forever. The people around us, the jobs that we have, no moment lasts forever. So you need to enjoy it. You need to live in the present and appreciate it.
Correct. That's wise words. Okay, in that case, that's a good note to leave it on. I think it's about time to wrap it up, right, Faruqi?
I guess so. Let's go.
Okay, so before you wrap it up, do you want to shout out your channel?
Yes. Guys, thank you so much for having me. I'm Triple F Qatar. Check it out. Follow me. Text me. DM me. I'll respond. I promise.
He's a humble guy, guys. He's a humble guy.
Humble guy. Okay. Anyways, on that note, thank you so much for watching. If you like this video, go hit the like button. Stream us on Spotify. And see you guys later.
Goodbye.
You guys want to say bye at the same time?
Bye.
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 Have a great day.